There was like a video, and it was.
Well, given the desperation, I would think you would, given no choice.
Oh, I'm jumping.
You're going to trust it.
It's going to be a movie with the Rock's in, like, really soon, right? Maybe next year. It's going to be like a drone rescuer or something.
What if there's a weight limit on something like that? That's what goes through my mind.
Puts the big stop sign up. No, no, not you. Sorry.
You cannot be rescued. You are too fat.
This person backing that's away. Screwed is too fat.
So Mad Max Fury Road was on yesterday, so I got Shawshanked, and I watched a lot of it.
Sure you did.
So I saw this story and thought, okay, we are getting closer and closer. Illegal homemade gas station found in Las Vegas backyard. Las Vegas firefighters discovered Tuesday what has been described as an illegal homemade gas station in someone's backyard. The Las Vegas Fire and Rescue posted images to Facebook of the makeshift gas pump outfitted with yellow tanks and a gas pump nozzle in the corner of a walled yard. The department also wrote kind of its write-up of the incident. It appeared the hose was long enough to reach the street for possible curbside fill-ups. This is not only illegal in the city, it is a hazard to neighbors and first responders who may respond there for an emergency like a fire, you know, because of the gasoline.
Bootleg gasoline.
The gas station may be, check this, may be part of a trend where people purchase gasoline with a stolen credit card, empty the fuel into containers at home, and then just truck it to different, whatever it would be, way stations in the neighborhood along the way. And then have, I don't know, like if you're buying in bulk or something like that, then you just kind of spread it around. You kind of like Robin Hooding the gasoline here.
Wow.
The discovery is being investigated.
No, somebody's making money. They're not Robin Hooding it. They're
that's probably true. You're right. It's Las
Vegas.
They're
selling it.
Probably no one robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. The discovery is being investigated. Citations are possible for the homeowners.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is phase. Text phase, P-H-A-S-E. Phase, not the other, not the alternate. To 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is phase to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Two Spanish robbers, not Louis robbers. Two Spanish robbers who tried to flee on foot after snatching a bag containing 3,000 euros, met with more than they bargained for when one of the police officers pursuing them turned out to be a record-holding sprinter. Not your day. The pair snatched the bag from a man who had just been to a bank in the southern Spanish city of Seville. The city's emergency services said in its official Twitter feed. He quickly alerted the police. He said the bag snatchers had fled in a car. So after realizing the police were on their tail, they abandoned the car and tried to run, but were quickly outpaced. They didn't know that one of the local police officers who was chasing them was a world record-holding relay runner, a Spanish champion with a European master's record in the 400 meters.
Oh, that is not the guy. The 400 is...
The police officer said, running for 200, 300 meters, I can do that very quickly. He gave his name as Sergio, and upon collaring one of the crooks, Sergio could not resist telling him, you've had a bit of bad luck, mate.
That's awesome. That's the great. 400 is the race, too. I mean, that's just, it's all you have for as long as a human can possibly run as hard as you possibly can.
I threw up after running a 200.
The 400 is so much worse. I mean, it's exponential. I mean, it's maybe the 400,
the 200,
hurdles
the 200
that also sucks. The 200's bad.
The 200 sucks.
The 400 is just... Oh,
I hated that unit in gym. It's like, everybody do these things that you don't want.
You had to run track in gym?
Yep, yeah, all of it. We had to do...
I mean, we had to run the mile.
Shot put.
In gym class?
We learned proper to this day. I can still walk you through
a little hitch step,
yeah, little
and you gotta carry it under the chin. Sure.
Yeah. They taught us all that. So we did not do discus or hammer, but we did shot put. We did pole vaulting.
You did pole vaulting
in junior high gym class. We did pole vaulting.
God.
Yeah.
Somebody talked me into trying. While I was running track in high school, they're like, oh, let's try this pole vault. See if you're any good at it. I was not.
No,
that is a difficult technique.
Alan B. Shepard Junior High, Mr. Sullivan, who I just adored. Mr. Sullivan was great. And actually, when I was really little, both of his sons used to babysit for us. Kevin and Paul, I think. And He had everybody do pole vault.
You don't have the naked high school swimming story like everybody who went to high school in Chicago.
No.
Okay, all right. Somebody, because I didn't go to high school in Chicago, and everybody has this like,
you could
bring
your own, they had school supplied.
We swam naked in high school. Like, what was going on in this town? Why?
I don't know.
Why would everybody do this? It didn't make any sense to me. I don't care.
That's the Midday Midway. We do it most days right around this time. And we're going to do something a little different now because we're going to talk some baseball.
Yeah.
We've been very, very football-y, and we look forward to getting into some baseball stuff with Sahadev Sharma. We got some arbitration numbers that are starting to leak out with the Cubs actually having to figure out what they're paying some of these guys who are under team control as they get more and more expensive. But we'll see what some of the timetables are for the bigger transactions that might be headed your way. Sahadev joins us next on Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Chicago's number one sports station, dominating Chicago sports talk for nearly three decades. 670 The Score is Chicago sports. Chicago sports is 670 The Score. Radio.com sports station.
Bill, Susan, you guys look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine. We feel great.
Can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
And now save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed. Now only $17.99, only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com.
Honor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK for just $495 per eye. It's not just another year, it's another decade, and we're at the very start of it for a chance for you to say, yeah, that whole 2020 decade, I changed my life with all laser LASIK. I did it a couple of months ago. I have been thrilled with my results. I'm seeing 2015, and it's all thanks to the folks at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. The team and the facilities are the best in Chicago. That's why I chose them. And trust me, nobody wishes they'd waited longer for LASIK. I know, and it's one of the biggest regrets I've got that I waited as long as I did, but thank goodness I've got all this decade. You should call or go online and schedule your free consultation with Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. It's awesome. The consultation takes you through every step of the all laser LASIK process. They understand that you're going to have questions about this. The consultation is built around getting you the answers. So do what I did. Schedule the consultation for LASIK as low as $495 per eye. And with Sharp Vision's price match guarantee, you'll understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
The White Sox signing all-star catcher Yasmani Grandal to a four-year, $73 million deal. And the television analyst for the White Sox, Steve Stone, kind enough to join us now. What do you think of the move?
I really like it. That was one of the needs that I thought the Sox had when they ended last year. The guys that make the contact, put the pressure on the defense, those are the teams that were playing in the World Series. And I think with Grandal, you got a guy who will take a base on balls, will put the bat on the ball, and he gives them a switch hitter, but certainly a guy from the left side that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. I think because of the flexibility of Grandal, he's going to be able to keep that left-hand bat in the lineup, especially against right-handed starters. Whether it's first base, designated hitter, behind the plate, you're going to see his left-handed bat quite a bit.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a Radio.com sports station. Broadcasting live.